And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Coastsiders. This is Jim Holly, and I'm bringing you an interview with somebody making a difference on the coastside. You know, if we think about all the people in our community that have an impact on our lives, thinking of people like the mayor and other elected officials and business leaders and community leaders, I think one person that might have thought of as maybe the most impactful on our lives, and our children's lives for that matter, is the superintendent of schools. And we have a new superintendent of schools in our community, Ms. Jane Euster, who is now the superintendent of schools for the Cabrillo Unified School District. I'd like to hear from her and find out a little bit about her. So, Ms. Jane Euster, superintendent of Cabrillo Schools, welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here today.
Well, listen, it's pretty exciting to have a new superintendent, and I think a lot of our listeners would like to know, number one, you know, what the job's about and what you're planning. But before we get into that, could you give us just a short précis of your background before coming here?
Sure, I'd be delighted to. I began my career in the chemical business and then the biotechnology business. I ended that portion of my life as the chief executive officer of an agricultural biotech, which means we made products other than chemical pesticides to control insect in crop areas. Then I came to the Bay Area. In fact, I came to Half Moon Bay in 2000, and I transitioned careers and became a teacher. Teaching is in my family. Most of the rest of my family members are teachers. So I actually, my very first job was subbing for Jerry Trenter over at Cunha Middle School when he was ill in the science department. I became a teacher at Redwood City. I became a lead teacher and member of the leadership teams there. Then they asked me to get my administrative credentials so I could take a much more active role in the management. I did that, became the science coordinator for Alameda County Office of Ed, then back to Redwood City as a director of assessment and then principal of their opportunity school, and finally assistant superintendent of human resources, and then back to Cabrillo now as superintendent.
Okay, well, that's an interesting career. I think I've never talked to an educator that had such an extensive background in business prior to education. I think that might be valuable. So let me ask you a question. I realize you've only been here a short period of time, a matter of weeks, actually. What are you seeing? What surprises you? What's going on from your perspective at the school district?
So this is a phenomenal school district, and what surprises me and is such a pleasant surprise is just how extensively the schools are supported by this community and really embraced by the community. The generosity of our community and our ed foundations and our PTAs and PTOs and our boosters and all of the organizations, and I always say, forgive me if I don't get them all, but they're all so incredible. To give to the education of their kids is just a remarkable, remarkable thing, and that's been just wonderful to have there. So it really lets us dream big for what we could do for our kids and how we can do it, because we can always convene people who are willing to get in, get involved, and do the work. So it's been wonderful to see that. That's been a very pleasant surprise. We've begun building. We have a bond, Measure S, which was granted to us by the community. We had a little bump in that when I first arrived here, but we've now fixed that, and we are under construction. And Hatch Elementary, the project for Hatch, will start construction shortly. The fences are going up, and we're very, very excited.
Now, you must have some priorities for your first year. What are some of the priorities?
Absolutely. So you heard me mention Measure S and the construction, so that is a priority that we work on our construction projects. Hatch Elementary is part of it. Pilarcito's Alternative School is another part of it for this year. We also have priorities. There's a wonderful initiative that has begun the Big Lift, which is coalescing of a number of organizations so that our young children, pre-school children, children are taught to read and made sure that they're ready to be in school. And Cabrillo Unified is one of the few districts who received this very prestigious grant. We will dovetail directly on that. We've started a tremendous initiative in our transitional kindergarten through third grade with the goal that 100% of our children are on grade level with their reading by the end of third grade. So we are in the middle of working on that initiative, and we're very excited. We're working on some new career technical education paths for our kids up at the high school, and we're very excited about those things. We've begun working on making sure that our kids who are second language learners, our English language learners, are given truly access and opportunity to fully participate in curriculum and to be where they need to be so that they can achieve what they need to. My commentary I always make is our job as the school district is to make sure that kids' dreams come true, whatever they are. And so we need to be prepared to offer a wide breadth and depth of activity for kids so that they can achieve their goals.
Okay, well, that sounds like quite a challenge. Now, speaking of challenges, as you researched before you came here, researched the district and what you see now, do you see anything, I don't want to say roadblocks, do you see any things that you're going to pay attention, extra attention to make sure things are successful?
Well, we're going to pay attention to the fact that we need to count. We've set up some timelines for when things need to take place and where. And so, of course, we're going to be making sure that they do. We're going to make sure that we have our resources marshaled and there and ready when they need to be to achieve our goals and objectives. But I have to tell you that, quite frankly, I don't see any huge roadblocks. That's very exciting here. I just see tremendous opportunities. And we will just make sure that we're organized and ready to take advantage of those opportunities. So it's really exciting.
If you take a look at the factors of your success as you're going to build these accomplishments, what kind of role will the parents and the public play in making these, some of these things happen?
The parents and the public play a very vital role. They're an integral part of our school, and part of our one of our major objectives is to make sure that we stay in very strong communication with our parents. They're our strongest allies, and frankly, they've entrusted us with their children. And that's a major show of trust on their part, and we have to uphold that trust. So we will be upping our communications with our parents. We will be finding what mechanisms are most effective in communicating with our parents, the wide variety of parents and ways they like to be communicated with, so that we can make sure they understand. Our schools, of course, are very active with their parents, but parents play an important role, and they're a great ally and partner for us in this process, along with, as I said, our education foundation and our boosters and our PTAs, the more formal organizations, and then, of course, our fabulous staff and our wonderful teachers and our principals and the people that really are in there day-to-day making sure that everything goes the way it's supposed to so kids can learn what they need to.
Okay. So just reading the press and news magazines and things like this, occasionally I see people wanting to hang any lack of success for students on teachers. I got a sense, too, that parents have a big role in this. What is the role of a parent in ensuring that their children are going to be successful, not just in school, but in life?
So I think a parent has a critical role to play. I mean, the parents set the value system for the children. They talk about the ethics that the child has. Certainly the schools are here to reinforce those and to work with parents and to also demonstrate and model and help kids along the way. But parents are our partners and allies in these things and have a lot to talk to us about what they believe is important for their children to know and what values that they look to instill within their kids. And so for us, they're a really important piece of this equation and one that we value greatly. In terms of the other comment that you made, it's true that people look always to find somebody at fault when something goes wrong. My philosophy about it is when something goes wrong, it is a learning experience. All of the great inventions came from failure. And so not to say that we want to fail, but if things happen, it's not appropriate to just point fingers at who did what. What's appropriate is to figure out what have we learned from this and how do we move forward and make it even better as we move forward. Because you can't waste too much time doing that. You have kids who are learning, and they need to be learning, and you can't delay for them. They've got to keep going, and you've got to keep going with them and give them the very best.
If people would like to find out more about what's going on at the district, find out the news, find out progress in certain areas, are there newsletters, or what's the best way for them to approach something like that?
So there's two. There's more than that nowadays. One, we have a Facebook page, Brio's School District. We also, if you have children within our schools, the schools all have newsletters that go home on a regular basis to parents, and they have websites. If it's general district news, the Cabrillo Unified School District has a webpage as well where people can find out.
Superintendent of Schools, Jane Euster, I really appreciate you coming in today, and I wish you all the best. So, Coastsiders, they've heard it. Jane Euster is our new superintendent of schools, and if you think about your children's success, who's making a bigger contribution along with you than our superintendent of schools? So this is Jim Holly with KHMB Radio. Thank you for listening.
Reporter Jim Holly interviewing Jane Euster, the new Cabrillo Unified School District superintendent. On behalf of the men and women who make Radio Magazine possible, this is Jim Henderson thanking you for joining us.